Professor Robert Savage from the Faculty of Education, the Department of Educational and Counseling Psychology, coming to McGill from the UK and having studied at Oxford and Cambridge. He arrived at McGill about 10 years ago. He's a William Dawson Scholar and uses evidence-based approaches to support literacy and language in children. His presentation is entitled Supporting Community Literacy for Improved Health and Literacy Outcomes in Urban and Rural Quebec. I'm sure it's here. Which one? Yes.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Good evening. I'm going to try and continue that tradition of finishing in under 3 minutes, if at all possible. So here we go. Let's see. This work that I'm presenting today really started with the observation that there's a separation or a solitude, and this is another one, between health and education professionals. That is that in the early years of a child's life, in the years 0 to 5, health are the primary and sole providers of support to children and families. And then after the age of 5, children arrive at schools where they become the responsibility of education. And that's actually a trend that takes place around the world, not just in Canada. Yet, we know that if we want to do preventative work supporting early literacy, we've got to be working with children 0 to 5. So the starting point was really that. And from that observation, we wanted to go on to say, well, look, link between health and education actually gets played out at a lot of different levels. So we know that Health Canada has recognised literacy as a determinant of health. So literacy itself leads to it leads to families having healthier lifestyles and living longer. We know that there are also strong relationships between early literacy and later development. And we know that literacy predicts patient-reported health, anxiety, attention difficulties, conduct problems, and a whole host of other life difficulties. So the graph that I'm showing you here at the bottom is a well-known graph put together by a Nobel Prize-winning economist who talked about the dollar return that you get on investment at different points in a child's life. And what this tells you is that you get a much, much better return on your dollar for investment in programs in the early years. Or if you like, if you think about that from an educational perspective, we can do most to prevent difficulties by intervening early. Hence, we need to get health and education professionals talking to each other to allow that to happen. Because if we wait until children are at school, we're already halfway down the slope, aren't we? So we wanted to think about what I'd like to call joined-up thinking between health and educational professionals, focused on the early prevention of literacy problems, focusing on the development of health literacy, and in an attempt to reduce long-term inequalities. We focused on two communities, one in Laval, a suburban community, and one in Blanc-Sablon on the Lower North Shore, which is a rural community. And we wanted to look to see if the experiences were similar or different there. So we ran with a goal to not arriving with too many concrete plans, looking to develop from the community upwards effective actions. What we did is we ran a focus group in each of those locations, drawing together health and education professionals and getting them around the table, first showing them information about children's development, like the graph that I showed you just a moment ago, and then asking them 5 questions about their communities and how they could support literacy. So, if I just click those on here, the common problems were the first question, and the problems were often around responsibility conflict. Who is responsible for teaching children to read? Parents and children. Parents or teachers, rather. Many parents felt that it was the role of teachers to support literacy, and so did very little to support their children's literacy. And they weren't aware of the sorts of things that they could do in home and the sorts of things that could make a big difference for young children. Embarrassment around low literacy skills and the perception of a lack of English resources. And perception of limited connections between, between community partners and health service providers was something that we found in both locations. More positively, we asked people about solutions that could be developed in the communities as they are now. And they felt that using existing community groups, building connections with families, particularly through the idea of community schools and events, community literacy events in schools with young children, looking to share across communities, across other small communities in the area, and looking to share knowledge and resources wherever possible, the kinds of things that people talked about. Okay, so those, in essence, are the points that I'd like to make this evening. A couple of things that I would say in addition, if I have just a moment here. One of the things that they pointed to was a role, not just for the community, but for universities to be involved to support community literacy, both in terms of training people to be able to run programs. So, for example, volunteers coming into schools and coming into the community, they needed a university support in order to maximize that process. The other idea that I thought was very interesting that I'd like to share with you is the idea that that came out of one of our focus groups that said, well, all the professions exist in silos, as you've said, but that starts at university. So what we really would like to have are future general practitioners, future speech pathologists, future teachers taking courses together around community connectedness for intervention, be that in literacy, also be that for other factors. So there was a clear sense that the university had a role, and I think we learned a lot about how we could start this process of supporting community literacy more effectively. Okay, thank you very much.
How you chose those two communities?
Right. Yes. Well, to an extent, they were one. What I wanted to do was work with a community that was thinking about literacy that was reasonably close to Montreal. So I had ongoing relationships with schools in Laval. So it was kind of convenience, really, in that sense. And then the other, the more remote community, was one that has had historically involvement with the TRHP project. And so it was a recommendation that here was somewhere that would be interested. And then on further discussion, that proved to be the case, and that they really were interested in trying to develop their literacy resources for their community. So building upon both of them, in a sense, building upon existing connections, but trying to take them further through this project.